And what I'm going to talk about this morning is current as of yesterday, because God bless the United States Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit. They actually handed down a case that might move the world. They may be changing their rules about, we're an appellate court, do not come to us with an issue that you haven't raised below. They may have actually started to move on that subject. So we're going to go through all the general claim construction categories. Not every case. I do not write on every case. I try to write on the cases that either change something or don't change something, as the case may be. Those of you who are examiners, I will tell you that the Federal Circuit is off on some issues that they've given lip service to over the years, but they're really focusing on them now, like using the term plain meaning, like trying to decide what the preamble type term consisting essentially of means, addressing Marcuse groups. How many of you people in the room do chemical or bio work, for however you do it? All right. And you can only use Marcuse groups for chemical and bio work, right? No, thank you. Thank God. Because when I did that in Texas, I voice led the person into saying, oh, yeah. What's a Marcuse group for? Create an artificial genus, right? That's what it's for. That's what it's always been for. You can do that in electrical cases. You can do that in bio cases. You can do that in mechanical cases. Well, there's actually two new Federal Circuit cases on Marcuse groups. So let's just talk about the general construction principles. Not much new there, all right? Teva, everybody was concerned that Markmans were going to change. People were going to try to shove a lot of extrinsic evidence into the record so that you could get a more deferential review.